With the search and rescue part of the earthquake relief effort in China over, the government there is turning its attention to the next phase. For one, it's scrambling to find work for the countless people whose offices and workplaces collapsed in the May 12th earthquake. The government will also attempt to build temporary housing for the millions now living in tents. In just a month, those refugee camps have become bustling towns in themselves. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
Blue tents line the dusty main road leading into the town of Mianzhu. Mianzhu is almost uninhabitable now, so people have moved what they can, small shops, restaurants, to nearby refugee camps. And now there are other companies from far away that are coming to them. Tian Xinghua addresses a crowd of women beside the road. He runs a clothing factory near Shanghai, and he's come to recruit some 3,000 people to work there, nearly 1,000 miles to the east. It's a perfect fit. The workers have no work here now, and Tian says they'll get a higher salary near Shanghai, but he'll have to pay them less than he'd have to pay locals in the east of the country. 27-year-old Mianzhu native Yi Xiaolan is lining up to sign her contract. She'll leave for Shanghai tonight. I'm very happy, she says. There's no work here. We can rely on the government for some help, but in the end, we have to help ourselves, right? Standing beside the busy road, surrounded by the bustling camp, Mr. Tian leads the newly signed up workers in a chant about how everyone will rebuild the country together. Well, this is a very different kind of refugee camp, if you can even call it that. There are lines of people crowding around lists of possible employment in eastern China, Chinese reporters wanting to interview me about what I think about all this, and crowds of Chinese refugees taking photos of me on their cell phones as they line up to apply for jobs. Beside the employment exchange, 37-year-old Wei Xianyong is stir-frying some vegetables in one of the many small food stalls that have sprung up. Wei and his extended family of 10 people are living in a tent next door. They're only just getting by, but he says there is an extraordinary atmosphere within the camp. It's amazing, he says. In the city, before the earthquake, we lived behind barred doors and double locks. Here, now, we're all helping each other and looking out for each other. But he adds it's still a matter of taking life one day at a time. Behind him, a whole new city of prefabricated housing is going up. Wei and others nearby say they think within a few months they may be able to move their families into one of the slightly more luxurious one-room prefab homes. They'll be better than tents, he says, but he adds he knows they could be living there for years while the town of Mianzhu is rebuilt. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Sichuan Province, China.